That's right. This is W8FU starting my morning drive on a beautiful, sunshiny Monday morning. And I know that sun is shining up above these clouds. I just got this gut feeling.
K-E-H-W-O-J, good morning.
Uh-huh. What could be better? Another Monday. Yay. Oh, well. On my way in.
Well, I'm not complaining, but it could be a little warmer. I'm sitting out on, here on the porch having a cigarette and shivering a little.
Oh, it's 41. I'll take it. That's fine. But, yeah, I guess if you're just sitting there outside, I suppose it'd probably be a little chilly. Did you wear a jacket?
Oh, yeah, I'm dressed up like I'm in the Arctic here. It's a wind chill that's knocking me down here. I got goose down pants on and a couple of jackets on, gloves. So how are you doing this morning? Are you behaving?
Yeah, I think so. Got nothing mischievous planned. Just get into work and see what Mondays bring. Mondays often bring joy and fun. In fact, now that you mention it, I should probably double back and go down the road I just passed, stop at one of my sites on the way in, check to see if the door's working.
Oh, it always helps when the doors work. And, well, don't behave too much. You get bored to death.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do, right? But, no, we put in a keyless, you know, card access system at my sites because I wanted a record of who was going in and out of my sites. So no more keys. And one of them is, has been not opening. You'd swipe your card and it wouldn't release the bolt. And we're like, what the heck? So they came out and they replaced the lock mechanism. And we haven't had a problem since, but you know, it's not like we go there every day. I wanted to go there for like every morning for a week. Try it, make sure it's working, so I can write off, sign off on the repair. And I keep forgetting to go by there on my way home or on my way in.
Yeah, I was a controls engineer for a while at Modern Engineering and doing all the controls for tooling, mostly door welders and stuff like that. And they had card access, too. I loved it. And since we were on the road a lot, we might be coming in at any time, so we had 24/7 access to the building there. And thank God for them cards.
Yeah, we have a partner. We partner with the state, and so the state technicians are sometimes working on their stuff in our sites. And you know, I was getting tired of finding out they were at our sites we didn't know about it. So I implemented the card access to make sure I control who's in, who's out, when they're in, when they're out. Not that it's a big deal, but sometimes, you know, something will be left in a certain state. We'll see who was last in. So it's really not a big deal. It's more just accounting, I guess.
Yeah, you never know. Something disappears one night. At least you got a log of who was there anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it would never be anything like that, you know. But something might be left behind. More likely, something be left behind. Say, well, who's in here last? Say, so-and-so. I give them a call and say, hey, you left your, you know, you left your this here. But, I just need to know when people are in and out of them. That's all. But that one was being persnickety. Boy, I'll tell you what, you would, you'd swipe and there'd be no click or nothing. So, guy came out a couple of times on it, and finally he just changed out the whole lock, and, you know, I just want to be sure that he got it so that we can, because he's going to get us a replacement lock, because we had a spare, and for sure that's what it was, and he'll replace it. So, that's all. Other than that, just the roads are nice condition today. There's not a lot of traffic out here. Where are you at? I didn't get the call. I know we've talked, but I'm not really bad like that. WAFU.
KE8WOK. I'm Rick over in West Bloomfield. I'm a mile and a quarter, mile and a half from the West Bloomfield repeater.
Oh, okay, Rick. Yeah, I remember the call, WOJ. But I remember after you say it. You asked me, that guy out in West Bloomfield, I said, yeah, I think it was R something. I can't remember the call, but now it all is clear to me. It's pretty bad. You only got to remember your own, I guess. That's the rules. Got to tell Jack that. Jack, you don't got to worry about everybody else's. Just got to worry about your own.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was sure glad to hear that guy on here. I'm glad he got into ham radio. I kind of missed him. I just haven't been on GMRS very much. So do you have a long ride into work?
Oh, about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. I usually get on the road a little before 7, try to get in by 7:30. Days like today, I'm more closer to 7, and I'll get in closer to 7:30. But depending on if I stop for coffee, but yeah, about a half hour, give or take.
Well, that's not so bad then. I used to live up in Lapeer. I kept wanting to go north and moved up into Lapeer, but yet all the work was down here. So I'd always end up with about an hour, hour and a half drive each way to work, almost 3 hours a day, plus 10 or 12 hours working. It turned into long days.
Yeah, I've always been down here in the burbs, east side, and furthest I ever had regular was I was in Livonia, and quite a ways out, almost, it wasn't Newburgh, just before Newburgh, and so that's the that's the longest regular commute I ever had. Now, I had jobs that put me on the road quite a bit. I was in Flint, you know, 3 days a week, and, you know, but that was on their nickel, so no big deal. Driving to work was only, you know, a mile and a half, and the drive to Flint was on their dime, so didn't care about that, but, I thought the same thing. We were looking at a place out in, what town would it be? It was out Bell River Road out of Memphis. I forget what the township would have been. But we were looking at a place out that way a few years back. And, it wouldn't have been too bad with me working in Mount Clemens. But, you know, it still adds up. It gets old, especially when the gas prices are high. But we never did. We stayed in the burbs. And they both have their advantage. I see the advantage of living out in the country. And I certainly enjoy a lot of the conveniences of living in the burbs. So I wouldn't check, say, either one is absolute. I see the advantages to both.
Well, when I lived in Lapeer there, I used to wander over to Yale all the time, and part of the river there runs up to a little dam, and sometimes salmon would come up in there. Yeah, That was a whole lot of fun being in that little town and fishing salmon on in a small creek right in the backside of town by a little park right there. It was a whole lot of fun.
Yep. No, Lapeer was on one of our short listers. Lapeer or somewhere in and around Port Huron. Because we wanted to be near the conveniences. We want, you know, we were thinking about moving out somewhere where we'd get an acre or two and still be a few minutes from McDonald's and, you know, stuff like that, a grocery store. And Lapeer checked all the boxes, and as did outside of Mount Port Huron. So, but again, here we are, probably going to die right where I'm at.
Yeah, well, when I first moved to Lapeer, the only traffic jams we had were harvest time when the farmers were hauling their wagons of grain over to the elevator there. Now it's quite a bit different. It's built up quite a bit.
Oh, man, you're talking way back. Yeah, I can't remember Lapeer being that rustic. As long as I've known, it's had a couple of grocery stores and just about everything else you could want. So you have to go back a ways. Although I do remember back in the 70s and early 80s, even a place like Richmond, it seemed like it was out in the boondocks. Now it's just the burbs. So things exploded in the 80s and 90s, I think, out that way. When exactly were you out there?
Well, I moved out there in the late 70s, and then I kind of left for a while and went back again. And while I was there, I was doing carpenter work back then, rough carpenter building custom houses and stuff. And we used to build a few houses over in, where was it, New Baltimore or somewhere, right along, right near the river there kind of thing. And I used to go through Richmond every day. I used to like that little town, too.
Oh, yeah, that was right about when everything started to change. And would be the next decade, you know, 15 years. But I think by the mid to late 90s, everything was all built up in both towns. But I don't know about Richmond. Richmond's still not built up all that much. They got pretty much everything. But I don't know, when did the boom come in Lapeer? Because, like I said, they got everything there now. Hospital's always been there, though, as far as I remember, hasn't it?
Yeah, the hospital's always been there, although everybody was afraid to use it because they were kind of famous for killing people. I used to skip that one and drive down into Pontiac or Flinders, you know, somewhere to avoid going to that one. But let's see. I guess it's always been a steady boom, a slow boom, getting bigger and bigger every year kind of thing. I think it started around the mid-80s, I guess. More and more stuff started moving in there. Myers moved in there, and I can't remember if there's a Walmart there or not. But anyway, you know, it started bringing in all kinds of stuff there. But it's still a decent little town there, I guess. And back when I was going through Richmond there to build them houses, the freeway wasn't there, so you had 21 to deal with and all the trucks. I used to, just to save gas, I used to draft a lot of the semis going down 21 there until I got to Richmond and then cut off and went down to New Baltimore there.
Yeah, for sure. That's, pre-69. Yeah, running 21 out of Lapeer. Yep, good stuff. Well, it's nice up there now. I mean, like I said, I've been up there. They pretty much got everything you need right there. You know, and with the way things are with Amazon and online shopping, hell, you'd miss nothing. It's made the world a very small place. One of the places we keep eyeballing is Fort Gratiot. That keeps, as we write down all the things we want in a place, Fort Gratiot comes up a lot. And I'm not saying we wouldn't move at this point in our lives, but we're 63, and if anything, we got more than enough room. We just gotta change it so that it suits our needs better. And I got to be reasonable about that. I've never found a reason to move in all the years. I just said, well, you know, we're fine. You know, maybe when this life event happens, we'll move, or maybe when that life event happens, you know, the kids are out of school, the kids start high school, the kids graduate, this, that, you know, it's always based on when we have kids, you know, it's like, you know, and we never did. We said, well, we're okay now, and, you know, now here we are, 63, empty nest, and chances are we'll just stay here and dump some money into it and ride it out. I know my son wouldn't mind the place. We got an acre. We're still in the city, but we got an acre, so it's kind of unique in that respect. I got like 7 deer live in my neighbor's backyard, so even though we're, you know, right, you know, even though I can walk to, I always joke, I say I can walk to 5 Starbucks, you know, I also got a herd of deer living, you know, in my neighbor's backyard that we see every day grazing in our yard. So the best of both worlds.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean. You know, as I like the north, but as far as wildlife's concerned, I see more around here in West Bloomfield than I ever did up north. We got the same thing. We got, they did some culling around the area there kind of thing, but at one time we had about 18 of them running in the neighborhood here, and now I think we're down to about 3. Lots of coyotes, fox. Well, just about everything, actually. And like you said, it's kind of nice having everything right down the street. The older we get, the harder it gets to move anymore. I made a lot of moves in my life, but I've slowed way down myself.
Yeah, I kind of shudder at the thought of moving. Hell, I shudder at the thought of just cleaning up my basement. Anyhow. But gotta happen. There you go. All right, well, I just turned in here to the Starbucks. I'm going to get inside today, I think. Don't like the line here. Order myself a coffee. I'll be back out here for the last mile, but I'm going to jump inside here right now. Appreciate the drive. After yours, W8FU.
Okay, Sean, well, have yourself a great day and enjoy that coffee. I'll probably be heading in the house here. I'm starting to shiver a little bit, so have a great day, and we'll catch you down the road. KE8-WOJ, and I'll be clear.
Well, that might be a world record Starbucks stop. With the speediest line. I mean, in and out, barely took any time at all. Was that Lance?
Who else would it be?
It could be Quimby checking in.
No, finally on the road. Did not want to get out of bed this morning.
Well, I just, hold on a sec there we go. I just turned on to the final stretch here, doing the last mile after my Starbucks, so I am almost to work.
Yep, I did 6 hours of yard work yesterday, and then, not quite as productive a weekend as I wanted, but still got some stuff done.
I got nothing done, which is kind of my MO, kind of my thing. Very good at it.
good to do that sometimes. Not too motivated and not the best weather for what I wanted to do.
Well, there's always next week. This is going to be summer. All right, Lance, I'm just parking here. I'm going to make this my last. Get inside and start my day. You drive safe.
Next week, and I'll be playing daddy, so I'll be having to entertain the kiddos. So. But 7:30, so you'd be fine.
All right, catch you later. WAFQ.
KF8S, 3,700 mile radio.
KF8GCR.
Hey, it's Dr. Coke.
Good morning. I know you're out there. I just seen that on my cell phone. I said, that's too early for that. KF8DRC.
Okay, yeah, well. Good morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just having a lunch break over here, so thought I'd see what's going on the other side. Did you guys just woke up out there?
Yeah, I've been awake. I'm on my way to Romulus Delta area. Is this course 275?
Very
I
good.
You on 37 miles radio.
Yeah, I'm talking to you on my 3,700 mile wire of string.
Kind of string.
You know, fiber, copper, all kinds of stuff. And then it's going over the airways over there. So, yep, over here in London.
With that wire, it must be so thin, like a fiber optic.
Yeah, it goes under the ocean, too.
Help put it there. KG8KGO for Ani.
Oh, I missed your question. KJO.
Oh, no, it wasn't a question. I said the fiber optic or the, what is that, the subterranean cable that goes across the Atlantic. My company was one of the people or one of the companies involved in putting it there.
Yeah, Yeah, have you ever seen the map? There's like a map you can go online. You can see all the underground, underwater cables. Pretty cool how they do it.
No, but you're going to have to, I got my email at QRC. You're going to have to send me the link to the email and I'm checking out. But I got to jump. I got a phone call I'm going to do for another tech. Enjoy your time in London there. Send me Jan, near final.
Alrighty, yeah, it's starting to get busy in here, so I'm gonna say 73 as well. I had a break before everybody started coming back in, so I will chat with you all later. Talk to you later, Jack. KF8S. I'll be listening out.
All right, Dave. Have a good time. Take it easy. Relax. Whatever you want to do there. KF8DRC. That was something.
NHZKF, AV8 here.
Well, I heard you.
That's good. It's nice to be heard.
Are you all packed up and ready to go?
About 90%. So some stuff just can't do until the last minute.
You said you'll be back for this breakfast this Saturday or the next?
No, the next one. Yeah, we're going to be gone for about 10 days.
All right. Going to see the son or the daughter, I assume, or something else?
No, our son's family and are meeting us in Costa Rica.
That's right. You guys mentioned that when I was over there. So, very good. Enjoy.
So I just hope it's not too hot and humid. I know it's going to be hot, but it's humidity that kills me. Trying to stay cool. I even bought one of these neck fan things. You just hang it around your neck and it blows air.
Sounds like a winner. Hey, work calls. I'll be back. W8FU.
All right. Catch you later. AB8 here.
AV8PR, NHZKF, morning, Phil.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, what are you up to? I got to talk to you about a couple things, maybe on the phone or over on the other one.
Yeah, I could call you. I'm just on my way out to Suburban, and I'll give you a phone call when I'm done. I got a meeting there. I'll call you when I get out of that. You're leaving tomorrow, right?
Roger.
Yeah, I did get your email with all the information you wanted me to have, so I do have that. But, yeah, all kinds of things to talk to you about before you go, so I'll give you a jingle.
Yeah, so, you know, did you try out one of those codes? Because I saw that one of the links was disconnected.
It wasn't me. I haven't yet. I haven't had time. I've been running like crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe I did something I didn't expect to, but I don't remember doing that. So, all right. Sounds good. Yeah, give me a call later. I should be around most of the day.
Okay, real good. I will check in. And just going to keep rolling here. And maybe I should make my appointment on time for a change. So, very good. Talk to you in a bit, Phil. Anyway,
okay, ABAPR.
KAAEZQ monitoring. This is KAAUGQ mobile monitoring.
NATKPP mobile.
So made some progress.
I like this. Is it something we can do here, or would you want me to call you on the backbone?
No, it's got the 7.2 up on, cleared away some bench space, got it up, got everything ready to go. Pretty much we're queued up. I'm going to get working on it ASAP.
Is that the one on the other side of the fence? Oh, never mind. I know what we're talking about now. Yeah, okay. That's the one that needs a power boost.
Oh, there's a few things going on. One, the satellite receivers, the all-star voting, going to get that all working, get the repeater replaced with the main one, get the server up and running, get the satellite receivers in. And then I think we got a solution for power as well. We did a little inquiring on that this morning, so I think we have I think we have most of the concerns met, so we can move on to more productive conversations.
You know, that sounds like a win-win-win-win situation to me. Lots of wins here. So it addresses the UU, it addresses the covers, it addresses the penetration, it addresses the... not my backyard, say that affectionately. It addresses everything, so that's really good.
Now, mind you, all we did was got a space, got everything collected up, did a little meeting of the minds as far as what the next step was, and now I got to just take the initiative to get in there, roll my sleeves up, and do it. So we're going to be working in that back section, not the main shop. I've got it set up in that little side shop thing we got going on. So that's going to be the meeting place. I've got the 44 net and everything else right there natively, so I can work right into it, and I can let Fred in for configuration and stuff like that. So, yeah, so everything's been laid in place, and now it's just a matter of rolling up the sleeves and getting started. I have a feeling once I get started and figure out the first one, then it's easy peasy, and deploying is easy peasy as well. So yeah, we're gonna get on that here. I hope to have something done very soon. And, yuppers. So I don't think the power thing is as big a concern as I'll explain why, but I don't think it's as big a concern as we've made it out to be. Plus, there's other things going on in that department as well. So. Anywho, other than that, I'm going to be actually heading up there in an hour or so, and I've got a non-related meeting up there. Well, it's related but unrelated, so it's nothing to do with us, so to speak. but I will check in on things while I'm there. So it's all good.
Well, from our little side of the train tracks, and like I said, I'm very low on the totem pole, but thank you. And if there's anything that you need help with, let me know. You know, if you need muscle, if you need somebody to push this warrior through, or, you know, what have you. You know what I can do and what I can't do. And I'll be more than glad to be there. Today is out, but any other day will be good. And we can talk about the electrical thing in the future, you know, and even if we have to get, you know, even if we can get, I don't know how much current these things draw, but even if we can get it to run on batteries for, you know, 3 or 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? Because usually most of these events aren't all-nighters, you know. So even if that's the case, if it stays alive for just a tad, that will be good.
Well, I think more than anything, I wish there was somebody that, you know, could maybe learn the electrical / programming part of the repeater system so that they could later, you know, take over some maintenance of it, you know, because being the only one, I don't mind, but, you know, when it comes to having multiple people being able to control things, turn things on and off, look in to see, at least triage things, it's nice to have some other people at least somewhat familiar with the stuff. And I'd like to see that come out of the amateur community and not necessarily out of the emergency management community. So if somebody's got the chops, you know, then and that may be somebody who's interested in doing emergency management stuff but not necessarily boots in the field kind of stuff. You know, is there somebody, you know, could be enticed in that's got technical chops that wants to maybe do an add-on to it? I'm sure there's some out there. As with everything, it's a matter of having time.
Well, electrical I'm really good at. So for a short-term solution, you could use me. And, you know, and I could also take the time to train, you know, younger people, you know, how to do that type of stuff, too, because I'm really good at that. You know, cause I am licensed, so I can, you know, that's a plus.
Ah, not the electrical I'm referring to. That stuff's all pretty well done. No, I'm talking about, you know, as I start to interface these, learn about these RTCMs and interface them to the repeaters and then program up the server and, you know, get all that stuff going, you know, so that the all-star voting is all working and everything like that. That electrical, the electronics, and then so just basically it'll be a new system that's going in. I'd like there to be, you know, some people from within the group that at least have some understanding of it, but not electrical in that sense.
Okay, well, in our professional world, we call it train the trainer. So if you want to do that, then I can train other people. You know, of course, you know, we'd have to make sure that it was the right, you know, person, but, you know, as this thing gets bigger, and I foresee it will, because, you know, everybody wants to go be deployed and, you know, look for exciting things. And so I think as this thing gets more robust, and I think we'll probably be able to get some candidates. So that's fine. So, you know, I understand, you know, you've got lots of people pulling at lots of different ends, and, you know, and especially in times like this, you know, I would traditionally slow down and you would traditionally get busy. So we can work something out like that. Maybe we'll hook up, have lunch or something. Talk about the other project, too. I did talk to Dave last night. He wiped out my Dropbox account. I just, oh, my gosh. I just can't believe it. So he signed up for, like, to share some documents, and I agreed to it. And then Dropbox closed my account, put everything on his account, and he found out that it was, like, $1,000 a year, so he dropped it. And, of course, Dropbox dropped all my stuff, and I'm trying to get it back.
Yeah, that's that sucks. We had a Dropbox incident a little ways back. where something was done on my computer that caused the havoc throughout the shop. And it wasn't obvious. What I did should have worked. So it's still a head-scratcher why it caused the problem. So anyhow, I get a little leery with these shared ones when everybody has full read-write access and all that stuff. So good luck. Hopefully you can get it worked out. I know we ended up getting ours worked out. So that's good. And yeah, and as far as the train-the-trainer stuff and everything like that, see, that's the problem. That just adds to my burden. Now, I'm looking for more a collaborator as we deploy. I'm looking for somebody to collaborate. I get it. You know, I appreciate the offer and everything like that, but I just find that that whole do it and then train somebody else is just more work. And at that point, I just do it and then just drop it, and, you know, because I spent all the time I can spend on it. But if you get a collaborator while it's all unfolding, you know, then you know, you can pass it off and say, okay, you're good to go. You know, so that's what I'm really looking for. And that's okay. I'm not asking you for it. I'm just saying that you said, I just wish, you know, I had a collaborator from within the organization, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe we pull somebody in that wants to collaborate and get this working together, you know, and then find out, you know, something like that. That's where I was going with that. It's, and trust me, I'm okay with everything. You know, I'm just saying that's kind of what my perfect world would look like.
Okay, yeah, we'll come up with something. It's like it's, you know, and, you know, it's like we said the other day, you know, we got baby steps finally, so that's all good, you know, because before everything was just a standstill, and, you know, when we were trying to do things, or I was trying to do things, you know, I was, like, stirring up the hornet's nest, and I really didn't want to stir up the hornet's nest. I just kind of wanted to make sure, you know, all of our contingencies and everything else had a plan, and it sounds like, you know, we are taking, you know, forward steps, which I like, and I think that that's all a good thing. It's a thing for Dave, you know, he's, you know, he set this up, and I'm doing everything I can in my little world, you know, with my little corner of expertise to make things better for him, you know, so, and that's kind of where I'm going to go, and of course, that's a spam call, so I just hang up there, so, and I appreciate everything you're doing with this, and speaking for Dave, thank you.
Oh yeah, no, I just got a little heartburn over the whole, you know, of course this system is always first and foremost available to for any emergency communications. But having said that, you know, we already, you know, offer an alternative. You know, the UMP has some issues, and we can run the MICON stuff during those circumstances. I think it's very important we keep that. Oh, hold on, I got a phone ringing here. Okay, I'm back.
Thank you. I'm following my dream boat. It's got four outboard motors on it, and it's beautiful.
Oh, very good. That's what you need, man. So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I got a few things I've got to attend to now after that phone call, and I'm meeting somebody in an hour or so downtown, so I'm gonna get with it all, and you know, it's what they pay me for, I guess.
Okay, very good. Let me know when and where, and I'll be there to help with the 7-2, whatever you need. I'll bring my toolbox, my muscle, my mouth, and anything else that you need. So I'll be more than glad to help. And I will be there, and, you know, my schedule, for the most part, is pretty flexible. WNFU-NHKBB.
Yeah, most all of it's going to be bench work here in the shop for the next little bit. We do have some work on ladder work at the site, but more for other things, not really for this. So we're good for now. I'm gonna try to get started on it this week, you know, and I don't know how long it's gonna take me to get things squared away and straight, but this week is the target. I have to stay late or something or whatnot. We'll figure it out. All right, anyhow, back to work. Catch you later. W8FU.
KPP and route to Romulus. Later.
Hey, Nick, real quick, I don't have a lot of time here, but the guys are out doing those flashes today. When they get back, I expect to know, have a good idea of where I'm at, so I can finally get you an answer to that question.
Good deal on that. Thank you, sir. Just up here in Romeo, headed back towards the house.
Okay, and you needed a multi-key for a APX HT or was it the AES? I forget.
Multi for 7500.
Right, right. Okay, I know they got one, but they're circling back to find out if it's needed, because it might be needed just south of you. So. Anyhow, I'll know shortly.
No problem. Thank you as always. So I'll let you get back at it. Headed east. WNFU, WNFC.
All righty, back to it. WNFU.
W8FU, Breakfast Seeking Mobile.
Say what?
I said W8FU, Breakfast Seeking Mobile.
Ah, K8VSI, Lunch Seeking Base.
Oh, yeah? What do you got in mind? I am downtown Clem.
Nothing really, but getting darn hungry, so I was going to venture out and see what I could do. Want to hook up somewhere or in between or whatever? Anywhere is fine.
Yeah, sure. What's up your way? Like heading that direction, Hall Road 21. I don't know, over moving in your general direction from my general direction. There's tons of stuff. Anything float your boat, tickle your fancy, capture your imagination.
Don't know. Let me think about it. But yeah, Hall Road, there's everything. And let me get moving, and I'll hail you from the mobile shortly, KE8VSI.
All right. Anybody else have anything to share on it? Greg and I are a little flexible on where we travel, within reason. So jump on in. I will wait for your call.
KD8VSI Mobile.
What's going on, Greg? KF8S.
Howdy, howdy. Are you across the pond?
Well, I'm coming out the Warren repeater. How that's happening, I don't know.
There's some sort of tunneling, I would imagine. not much going on, just going to hail Sean here. We're going to hook up for lunch somewhere on Hall Road or thereabouts.
I'm here.
You know you guys are going to go to that hot dog place.
Well, I was there last week with Phil, but I didn't get hot dogs. I could do it and do hot dogs this time, but hey, I'm open to suggestions. How's things in across the pond over in merry old England?
Well, it's getting almost time for dinner, so you guys are having lunch. I'm going to be having dinner, and then I'm going to probably sleep for 12 hours. Had a little bit of issue with my hotel room and got that straightened out. They upgraded me to a different room, so it's like, come on, guys. I had a blinking light. Air conditioner wasn't working. Their phone wasn't working, so I couldn't call and yell at them. I was like, that seems staged, so I packed all my stuff in and went downstairs and said, you need to give me another room.
Good grief. Sounds like a pain. Hey, so we don't cast each other like ships. You got any thoughts, Greg, on where to go? Anything floating your boat, tickle your fancy?
I'm just starting to think about it now. Not really into the hot dog place at this moment, but pretty much anything else. I'm processing. There's just so much. I'm southbound Garfield at 22 mile, or 23 mile, sorry.
All right, do you have Olga's?
Never been there. I don't know what they got or if I like that stuff, but I can try it.
Well, it's a Detroit twist on the Euro. They do their own kind of Euro. And they got some pretty good food. It's kind of a chain, kind of not a chain. That's at 19 in Garfield. You just said Garfield, and I thought of that. There's also a really good Thai place right there, if you like Thai. But I was going to head over. I'm on 19 Mile Road. I'm going to head over to Garfield and start north.
Okay, definitely not Ty. Let's see, Garfield. I could do the Olga's. What did that Wise Guys bar, that turned into something else. I forget what it was. Is that something? Is it open? I don't know.
No idea what that is, but if you like Euro, then you'll probably like Olga's. If you're not a fan of Euro, then we can skip that. It's here. That's the only reason I bring it up. Are you more a burger fry guy or American fare? You know, it's just I don't know what your pickadillies are.
Oh, definitely more American fare as far as Euros. Like I said, I really don't know. It wouldn't be my first go-to. I could try it, but I would be more the standard American fare kind of guy.
All right, I'm going to shoot up Garfield here to 59. I'll head west when I get to 59 and see if something hits me in the head.
All right, roger that. We're pretty close. I think I just passed 21 mile, maybe 22. I'm not sure. But I'm southbound.
Hey, what are you fixed up? You're familiar with this stuff up here.
I don't know, I got fish and chips on my mind right now. what, M59? There's a whole bunch of stuff. but you can always do Costco lunch. you don't want to do that, though. You guys could go to National Coney. What else is there? Oh, God, Lord. I never eat restaurants over there on the M59. You can go to Culver's. You guys should go to Culver's. There's also Panera. I don't know, my connection die.
No, we heard you. You're good. Culver's would be a backtrack. Panera, possibly. He's going west on Garfield. I'm just approaching Hall Road now, or west on 59. We'll figure it out. So, were they good about giving you a new room real quick, or was there a hassle or anything?
Yeah, I just went down to the lobby, so I couldn't call you guys. All I really just said is, like, you guys got to give me a new room. They saw me with my bags. It's like, I'm walking if you don't fix this. Or, I don't know. I was, you know, first I was going to say, you guys need to give me a new room and see what they say. And they just gave me a new room. And, you know, when you got a bunch of people in the lobby, you don't want to hear a customer complaining.
Greg, I see you just pulling up to the light, and I am at the light waiting to turn right, so you'll be ahead of me, I think. First thing you see that you like, because I like everything. There's literally nowhere I won't go. Nowhere. So you pick the first thing you like, and it'll be perfect.
I'm having a complete thing. I'm like 10 cars back southbound still, but I am at Hall Road, so you'll be ahead of me. There's that big boy right on the corner there. That would work. Or anything else. So whatever. You got
about White Castle?
Lights. I'm not sure where yet.
Yeah, I'm already in the loopy loop, so I'd have to do another loopy loop to go back to the big boys. We could do that. But I'm now westbound. I think you're going to be turning right ahead of me.
Yep, okay. I misunderstood where you were. Okay, cool. I'm going to hang in the right lane here and see what pops up.
All right, are you already out on Hall?
Yep, that's me, the only red Jeep that's in front of the crowd that just started rolling.
All right, I'll get over to the right as well. And I probably could see there's a little pink car, looks like Pepto-Bismol colored car, a couple of cars ahead of me. It's probably a couple of cars back of you.
Huh, I'm not seeing that at all. Anyway, there's a Coney Island coming up on the right here. Does that sound all right?
Perfect.
I think if I'm, maybe, where is it? Yeah, you pass Pilch, you pass Bell Tire. Yeah, there's a Coney Island. You pass, it's a National Coney Island by the Noodles and Company thingy.
Right, did you just pass us? Oh, no, I see. I'm just a little, I'm going in. Oh, nice. Perfect. Right behind you.
I know. All right, Dave, we'll talk to you maybe after lunch, KE8BSI.
All righty. Sorry, Eric. White Castle didn't win.
Hey, this is KF8DQP, trying to make a contact, if anyone's there can hear me.
Oh, yeah.
KF8DQP, KJ Herald, sound loud and clear here on the Bloomfield repeater. Got to step on, I got to go check it out. Sound good, though, KJ.
Sounding good in London,
awesome.
UK.
I just have a freshly minted call sign. Trying to reach out on my UV5R.
Very good, and you made your first DX contact to London, UK. KF8S.
That's awesome. You said KF8S?
Yep. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Sierra. I'm visiting in London. I'm coming in through the internet and going out through Sean's repeater here. So I don't know if you consider this DX, but if you want to count it, you can. KF8S.
Hey, I will definitely take it.
All righty. Well, welcome to the hobby, and good luck with whatever you're going to do next. it's a big world out here sometimes. So, all right, I got to go find dinner. KF8S.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your lunch. KF8, BQP, sending off.
NAWJL. WY8M from W8FU.
W8FU from WY8M.
Hey, our Greg and I are just sitting here in a Coney Island having luncheons. You'll never guess what I just saw. Well, I'm not, you won't guess. Well, maybe you would guess. But, you know, I'm going to have you guess. But I just saw a vehicle.
A vehicle?
Yeah, I saw a rhino. I thought Music Man was coming in the parking lot.
You mean an 8-footer on the hood?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I haven't been like that since Tony. Oh, that's hilarious. Matter of fact, I think last year I ran across a guy in a pickup that had like the full-size 9-foot whip off the top of his pickup truck cab. So I, he was doing landscaping in the neighborhood, so I stopped real quick, talked to him, and of course he was running a linear.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. But here's the funniest part: is it wasn't a Suburban; it was a it was some sort of little car. I mean, tiny, like I don't even know what. But you know, it had the spring and the whip, everything on the hood. It was some little car, you know, like a, I don't even know what the hell it was. But anyway, I saw that. I went, oh my God! Looks like the Music Man mobile. Did he call it the Rhino or the Water Buffalo? I can't remember.
Well, I have to imagine it would be either rhino or unicorn, certainly not water buffalo. Although I don't remember it being called the Sweater. That it was just Music Man's truck. Yeah, I remember that Suburban. We hung house speakers on the tailgate in that thing.
Good times, good times. All right, anyhow, I just was wondering if you're listening. I saw that. I just immediately thought of this, thought of that. All right, I want to get back to it. I don't want to be rude here. I'm in the restaurant and just finishing up our lunch. WY8M, W8FU.
Well, thanks for the flashback to the early 80s. Bon appetit, W8M.
Oh, well, Greg, he got away.
All right. Well, it would have been a good picture to have because you don't see that every day, KE8BSI. I did see a 4x4, like a quad, a really large one behind the Marathon on the corner there. It's a sheriff on the back of it.
Side-by-side?
Yeah, I was going to say side-by-side, but it only had one seat in the center. It was large for a single-seater, though. So whatever they utilize that for, they're pretty serious.
There we go.
Anyhow, lots of those. I don't even know the half of them. Some of them got equipment, some don't.
All right, that was a very broken transmission. I only got, like, the tail end of it. I don't know if you're on your HD or, it's very odd for you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's that UMP. If it does not work well, when you go left. I'm only over here at 8. That should be working fine, so. Seems like all the receivers up there are acting funky. I wonder if we got something, a rogue transmitter.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on the 2.6. So, all right. Well, I just want to make you aware of that. So I'm glad I heard you shouting out for food because the timing was perfect.
Yep. There you go. Worked out good. I was gonna do that hooky thing, but I can't. I gotta head back in. Man, I don't know why I do this.
You gotta tough it out for a few more hours. You'll be okay.
And I say I don't know why I do it, and I realize, oh yeah, because it changed.
Hopefully I'll have enough gumption when I get home and actually start doing, gathering my tax information. So I'd like to knock that out today, but I'll be happy if I get it done this week. It's Monday, I should be able to do that. Of course, I said that last week, too.
Yeah, mine's really easy, so I knock it out pretty quick. And I mean, it kind of sounds like yours is easy, too, in the grand scheme of things. So. I try to get mine knocked out quickly, get it off my plate. Cause it seems like I either do it like really, really fast, you know, as soon as my documents are in, boom, I get it knocked out, or else I wait for the last minute. So there's no in-between with me. And you still got plenty of time, but don't do that game. You're thinking of it now, get it knocked out. All right, anyhow, I'm going to drop into the post game here and grab myself a couple of pops for the cooler at work, and that way I'll be good. I'm going by Dakota's place right now. Hi, Dakota. Oh, I didn't hear him today, so maybe he's in, maybe not. Didn't hear any of the regular crowd this morning, but like I said, I'm going to jump out here at the post game and grab myself a couple of drinks for the cooler at work.
All right, very good. And I'll be home shortly as well. Talk to you soon, KE8BSI.
N8KPP.
N1KRD.
KF8UDB monitoring. KF8DPZ monitoring.
Yeah, this is ABTR. Name is Phil. Can you give me your call again?
My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
Okay, DPZ, very good. And what's your name?
First personal is Cliff, Charlie Lima Indigo, Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Okay, Cliff, welcome to the repeaters. I don't know if you know there's multiple repeaters in the system. I'm on the West Bloomfield one right now, and I'm not sure which one you're on, but welcome. Where are you located?
I live in Clinton Township. I'm about, I'd say, 4 miles from the Mount Clemens repeater, and that's the one I'm talking off of.
Okay, I'm going from one side of the city to the other. Sounds good. So, I'm assuming you got your call very recently, because you're real close to another gentleman we know who just got his call this week, and he's just a little bit, few letters beyond you, not a lot. Is that correct?
Yes, that would absolutely be correct. I've been listening to Ham for years. I've been talking on CD for years. I've been talking on GMRS for about 4 or 5 years now. I think that's when I got my license back for that. And the gentleman you're referring to would be none other than Jack.
Yep. Jack, did you join us for breakfast on Saturdays? I don't know if you've been there. Maybe you have.
Actually, no, I haven't, because while I've been listening for years, I wasn't always with listening on the repeater network. I would just tune across the bands to see what I could catch. I just discovered repeater networks in this area in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it seems to be the way it's going. You know, there's not enough activity to support individual machines anymore. So most of them just sit idle.
No, that's all right. It just makes for much cleaner airways. I walked away from CB a long time ago, other than for travel purposes, to talk to truckers about traffic info, because basically this area got totally trashed because of a few individuals.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm where I'm going. I got to run in and take care of something. So I just wanted to acknowledge you, and we heard you. Nice to talk to you, Cliff, and I'll catch you down the road, I'm sure. This is ABAPR 73.
Copy that. Safe travel to you. Pleasure meeting you, too. Already forgotten your first name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Phil, Papa Henry, and Yelena. Catch you later. ABAPR out.
Alright, copy that. KF8 DPZ back to monitoring.
WAFU.
Man, I got more radios you could shake a stick at. My phone rings.
My phone call is no big deal whenever you have a minute.
Well, I'm driving, so by the time I fished it out of my pocket, it went to voicemail. So one thing I don't like about that particular, I don't know if it's the service, the app, or whatever, I never have time to get to my phone.
All right, what I got to ask you, it's no big corporate secret. So let me get this right. The 7.2, the real 7.2 is the Quantar at your place, right? And what's up there now is not the real good repeater. Is that correct? Because I was talking with Jeff, and he was looking for clarification on that. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, there are no Quantars involved in this movie. No Quantars were harmed. But MTRs, these are MTRs. There's currently an MTR 3000 that is the base. It is reliable, it works well. It is a single site repeater. So the fact that it's quote unquote unreliable is simply not true. There are power issues, but the repeater itself is reliable, works well. There is a MTR 2000, which for all extents and purposes are the same thing. It just wasn't DMR capable. The 3000s were, among other things. But they were literally the same thing. It was on the bench, waiting to get the All-Star / RTCM interfaces wired to it. And then that will replace the 3000 that's up there. Or anything you do to a 2000 is identical on a 3000. You just move this stuff over to the existing 3000. But anyhow, it's neither here nor there. Whatever we decide to do there doesn't matter to the rank and file. There is a MTR repeater there now. There will be an MTR repeater there after we get it all modified.
Okay. Well, the wording was my error, so I don't care if it's what have you, but I thought that there was going to be some sort of change out or addition. So, okay, all is well. So I don't want to make more out of this than need be. I was just trying to understand because I'm still a little sketchy on what is what, and it's not so much about what is what as far as what goes where. It's more about what is what as what does this product do and what does that product do for, you know, and then that would. Then after that, I could figure out everything else. So a 2,000 or a 3,000, I got it now. No worries.
Yeah, 2,000, 3,000 is not even important. We're using a product called MTR, an MTR series repeater. And we just got to get this stuff, all the RTCMs and everything. The server's got to get configured, the RTCM's got to get interfaced, and then the stuff's just got to get deployed. So, you know, whether we do it to the one that's there or the one that we got sitting on the bench doesn't really matter one way or the other. Whichever one goes into play, the other one becomes a spare. So, and then we got two receivers, MTR receivers that are going at the other two sites. So those are ready to go. Antennas are in place, network's in place, power's there. We just got to plug them in, hook them up to the antenna, jack them in, and instant receive sites. So nothing has to be done at the receive sites.
Very good. Okay, you don't have to answer. This is a rhetorical question. What cities are the receive sites going to be in?
Richmond and Warren, the location of the 2.6 and the 2225.
Well, they say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but that was a stupid question.
Yep, and then the main receiver will remain in Mount Clemens, so it will have Richmond, Warren, and Mount Clemens. That should be very, very good coverage for that machine. It already has a very good transmit footprint, so that should make its ears very, very good.
And for clarification, and I think I got this for RTCM, just vote. Who's better, and that's what I'm going to use. So you don't have to do any frequency change.
It's all behind the scenes. The user just programs the frequency pair and proper PL onto their radio and just uses it, and the system figures out where you're at. Like, when I use it down by my house, I'll likely be in the Warren receiver. You'll likely be in toggling between Mount Clemens and Richmond, depending on where you're standing in your house. You won't know a damn thing. It'll just automatically happen. It's not the old school signal-to-noise voting that we were so used to, which is kludgy and very difficult to keep working. This is all-star voting, which is pretty clean.
Okay, now for the let me see if anybody else wants in. NAKPP, I'll give it a break. I guess no speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, then the other thing is now for just the techie geeky part of Wally. Would there be a web page I could look at to see where I'm going? Not that I have any say so about it.
Yeah, we'll likely set up a dashboard, same as, All-Star. There'll be an all-mon page or whatnot, and you'll be able to see the three sites, and you'll be able to see where the person's voting. And then if people connect up, because it's going to be All-Star, people will be able to connect up. I don't know if it's going to be up to you guys as far as I just do the tech. You guys do the SOPs, and, whether connecting up is going to be a whitelist thing or a blacklist thing or just open thing. You know my position on that stuff. So I'm open to everyone, providing they put on their big boy pants and act like adults and do the proper amateur radio thing. Everyone is welcome, but you guys dictate how you're going to do that part.
Well, one would think, as long as everything is working, of course this would be up to Dave, but one would think as long as everything's working, it really doesn't matter. It's when things quit working is when you have to have the super-duper plan.
Well, I'm just talking about connecting up to it, so. But I've got, there's ideas and ways to manage that, so. We will have discussions about that, but it'll be good to go. And we got a lot to discuss about the deployment. It's like I gotta get the hardware all working, get the system basically functional. Then we can sit down and we can talk about exactly how you want the system to look, feel, and control all that good stuff. I'm sure you're gonna have control operators. They're gonna need to be able to get in and manage things, et cetera, et cetera. So all stuff to be talked about offline.
And I'm good with lunch. Anytime, doesn't matter. Got a few minutes, no hurries, no worries. So it's more of an understanding than anything else, but now I got the whole picture. So all is good in the hood. Yeah, I saw that box there, and to me, they all look the same, so I just assumed it was a quad tire, but shame on me for assuming that.
Phones are blowing up, so just have to look in and see if there's anything important. But no, anyhow, it'll be all good. Like I said, we made a lot of progress on getting started today. We didn't actually start, but we got a spot cleared out. We got everything identified, laid out. We got all our necessary hardware and connections and everything. So now if I get an opportunity to putz with it, it's ready, it's waiting. So I'm going to try to get on that this week. And honestly, I don't think my hardware end of it is much more than, you know, figure out once. I'm going to have to probably pick a day, roll up my sleeves, spend a few hours, you know, just trying to get the pinouts on the back of the MTRs figured out and the associated programming to match that pinouts. It's been done many times before with MTRs. So you know, I got other people I can lean on, you know, for, you know, so I don't have to reinvent the wheel. So I'm guessing that if I roll up my sleeves and dedicate a few hours to the project, I could have these things ready to go. Then it's just a matter of config and setup, and of course we can always smack Fred around a little bit and tell him that we're going to call him a dummy if he doesn't help us, and then that'll force him to help us.
Direct my feet there a little bit in case he wanted to remark back on that. Very good. All right. Well, thank you very much. I got it now. So let me know. I'd like to come visit. It'll have to be like on a third. Could be either tomorrow or Thursday or Friday. Wednesday, I just found out I have to go to Lansing and work a show, which I did everything I tried to get out of, but I lost. So he gets to work on Tuesday, and Wally gets to work it on Wednesday. So I tried to get it so Steve would work it both days, but checkmate.
Roger. All right. Well, the point is, you know, I forgot one thing. Like I said, the network's in place at all the locations. Power, obviously, and antennas are ready to go. There might be some jumpers, you know, but we're pretty much ready to go. The one thing I forgot is there's also GPS units that have to be deployed, and we're going to have to find a way to get the GPS antennas, you know, with outside so they get a view of the sky. So that could be a little something. So we got that to deal with. And I don't see a problem with that at Richmond. Because, you know, the equipment's right there, and you know where the feed-throughs are, so that should be easy-peasy. I don't, I'm not sure how we're going to deal with it at the county. And Warren's going to be a little bit of a persnickety too. So we're going to figure out how to do the GPS and kind of, that's going to be probably the most difficult thing about deploying these things.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the other places, but I don't think Richmond's going to be too bad because we got lots of places to stick that there, even if it's on a fence. So we got a lot of places there. The other two places, I'm not familiar with. It will be someday, but we shall come up with something. I'm not too worried, except for the amount of time. We want to, like, utilize that as best as we can. I'm going to miss breakfast on Saturday, too, on the Breakfast Club Skywarn training. I have to go tell me what a tornado looks like.
All righty. Sounds like a winner. But, yeah, no, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Those GPS and kind of is not going to be easy peasy, but yeah, we will figure it out one way or the other. I'm just trying to think. I don't have, because see, we're in the one side of we got a 10x20 RF shelter at the one site, and the feed-throughs to get outside are all on the north end of the shelter, and our equipment's all south end of the shelter, so. That's a long haul just to get out, just to poke out and get to the ice bridge. But, we'll find out. We'll see. We'll figure something out. And then it's even worse at Mount Clemens. because they're in a room on, you know, you've got to go up a couple floors and quite a distance. So that's a long way to haul GPS antenna signals. All right, I'm here at my next stop. You won't worry about that till we get there, but GPS timing is absolutely critical on this RTCM boating stuff, which is what allows it to work, and part of the reason it works so much better than the old classic signal noise boating systems that we were so used to. Come on, idiot, let's go. Yeah, of course, get behind this doofus. Anyhow, at the drugstore here to pick up scripts, I'll be back.
Carry on. N-H-K-P-P.
Like roadkill? Oh, not that kind of carry-on. All right. W-8-F-U.
Yard work.
Yeah, I went to breakfast with a bunch of the gang from FBI and HDRC on Saturday. And it was nice down there, and then I got back up my way in Memphis and Lenox and all that. I had snow on the ground. I was not a happy camper.
Yeah, it's still either at the cozy cabin or whatever. Yeah, that was the thing yesterday. It was hot all day, and then as soon as I get inside, I look outside, and it's like a flurry.
Yeah, I was sitting on the couch yesterday, and the wind was blowing, and all of a sudden I looked outside, and I'm like, what's that white stuff? And then I got up this morning, and it was all gone.
Yeah, we had big giant flakes, but then it switched to rain, so that was all over.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was a lot of dreams, and my coworker and I had to go take care of a gate operator over up here in Pontiac. We're outside and that wind was just blowing like crazy. I mean, our hands were getting chilled within like less than five minutes. It was so cold. Got it done, but it was really hard to do when your hands don't move when you got arthritis and it's, you know, 20 some odd degrees, you know, with the wind and everything.
Yeah, that wind's a killer. Killed me yesterday. I just had my winter coat on and gloves and sitting there taking a leaf blower, all the grass I had to blow into a pile, and it was just blowing in my face and having to work around the wind. Back in the woods where it doesn't matter, but two or three days last fall blowing leaves. It takes quite a bit to get them all moved where they need to go.
That's because they're all frozen to the ground still.
Before they are frozen.
I just leave them there. I use the mulcher. It does just fine. Plus, it fertilizes the grass. My wife cuts the grass because of my allergies, so I let her have at it. The only thing I think I pick up is the sticks, and we throw them in the burn pit and be done with it.
And if there's not a lot, you can get away with that, but several inches deep. You got a lot of big maples, so they drop a lot of leaves.
I have a 100-year-old cherry tree, you know, that I'm in good stormy conditions. There's a couple branches off of that. We just break those up and throw them in the burn pit. And I got a mulberry tree, and that's about it. And of course, some, I can't think of what those stupid bushes are that are in the back.
And I've got quite a few maples, and then, I don't know, you know, there's some birches in there, and got a couple oak. The oaks are weird. They hold on to their leaves, so they still have some on there. Got all sorts of trees. I get pretty much back half of my property is all just, you know, untouched woods. much because you live further up in the blue than I do. I only got a quarter acre.
Yeah.
in a porcupine?
I don't want to go that crazy. Because it doesn't count as soon as there are a couple of antennas I want. You know, maybe, different, oh Lord, I need to think now. There's another one that's, a diamond. Try to get one of those eventually, but those are a little bit higher. I guess I can afford it that way.
I just get a little SPP5 and this one forever. Gets the job done. I know some people like to go crazy and cover every surface they have with antennas.
Oh, believe me. If money wasn't a factor in the game, I'd have a couple more. I'd run as many as five on my roof. One for the computer that I had. It was just a 2-meter mobile. And I had another one for a dual bander. It was one of those cheap radio DVD ones.
Repeater.
help very much to remember, right? I don't know if Sean ever figured anything out with that.
Yeah, I just switched over to the Romeo repeater. You know, there was so much noise on and I couldn't barely understand what you said. So I had to go back over to Richmond.
Yeah, you're headed towards that one though, aren't you? It's getting better and better. Romeo repeater, but it's in Bruce Township. It's kind
like the hotline machine is really in Goverland.
Well, Washington, Bruce, and Romeo all have this. They're all the same fire station.
Oh, that's elementary school.
Or either middle school, something. That's it, but I'm right within Richmond's limits, so that's a really good tower.
Yeah, I haven't had to play with that one. I don't even think I have a program on my radio. Just about everything else down there. But I don't get that way very much anymore.
Yeah, Richmond is 225. I can see what the PL is. I think the PL is 123 also.
Yeah, I think you set them all up the same. I'll look it up if I do decide to program it. Usually I don't really go over there anymore. But if I do, I'm going down to Warren to my parents' house.
I live 10 miles north of the Richmond site, so it's a lot easier, and I can hit it with my HD.
I thought that was just an officer down in the house. I put the stubby on the HD and use that just to refer around the house.
Yeah, my little Baofeng can reach the Richmond Tower just fine inside the house. Then I got an Enlico handheld. That one hits it too. I gotta get more batteries for that one. Then I got my TYT. So all three my HTs will hit the Richmond Tower without any issues.
Yeah, I had that Baofeng. I was kind of surprised how good I was able to. Hit with that. I was talking on the double nickel up at Auburn Hills, but pretty much the only spot I would lose it would be on the other side of 75 on 696. It would drop the double nickel, but it would that was about it.
I haven't tried that yet. I can hit the double nickel probably right now, but as I get just north of Richmond, I lose it. You know, because I'm running 32, I'm running right along the power line. If I go over to Boardman Road on the other side, I'm running along the high power lines right there, so. And they tend to suck a lot of my signal.
Yeah, the double nickel has some range on it too. I know I've caught it in Flint when there's a band opening, but anyway, I'm home, so I'm gonna say 7-3. See you,
Dylan. Yeah, I got a little bit more to go, so I'm just gonna crank up the satellite radio and jam to the tune. 7-3, Dylan. I'll check you. I'll talk to you on the flip. KKKGL.
W8EAB.
EAP, NHRAN.
Hey, Gearmeister, how do I sound today in the Mobile?
Sounding spectacular. Really good.
Same here. I would have thought Jack would be more active out here. He's probably on the Hazel Park or something. But, I just got off work. And, are you going to bring the warm weather with you? Because it got real warm here, like 74 last weekend. went down to like 27 the next day. Today it's 38 out. We've had snow off and on, so I'm just wondering if you're bringing any warm weather with you whenever you get here.
That would be a negative. Not for another, another week or two. It's slowly getting in there. But as far as Wednesday is concerned,
I'll give you a hint, Gary. It's the name of a Kiss song. Detroit Rock City. How you doing, Jack? I'm doing good. How is Gary, by the way? I haven't heard of him in a long time.
Don't forget about me. I got 5 minutes before I get home.
What happened to Gary? And who was that?
Does the word wolf mean anything to you?
I don't know what happened. It made a bunch of weird noises and then it went away. I thought I heard Jack out there. Hey, Jack. I know you're there.
Well, hello, Gary. How you doing? I haven't heard you out there at all. And this is my call sign, KFA-DRC. Can you figure out what the DRC for?
Ah, yes, Detroit Rock City. There you go. You got a good call sign there, Jack. Sound good over here in Port Charlotte. Sunny and warm day today here.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you. I'm on TYC 390.
Where did Eric go?
Hey there, TJO. Yeah, I was listening to you guys talking, and I thought you both signed off. That was like 15 minutes ago. Didn't mean to jump in on your conversation if you were talking to someone else. I didn't hear anybody.
No, I heard you pop up there with Gary, and then Detroit Rock City got in there, Mr. Jack, KFA-DRC. Sounds good. Good to hear you on the big games now.
Yeah, Jack, did you check your SWR on your antennas, or do you need to get new antennas now? I know you got the harvest, but I don't know if the harvest matches on this frequency. Okay, I went on the Hazel Barn, and I cue the mic, and I can hear it. They're a repeater. But the only repeater I don't hear that on the DB20 is the FBI. Well, I don't think you have the PL tone and the offset right, number one. Number two, I don't know if that's a problem with your antenna. You should be able to hear it either way. I mean, you're going to receive about the same. It's just your SWR might be a little bit higher. But, yeah, I got to get your DB20s from you there and put the other frequencies in there and the PL tones and all that stuff. I got to do that for you, but... You need to hook up an SWR meter and check the match on that thing. Okay, I did that, and it came out at 1.1. That's good enough for government work. Over to Gary.
Thank you. Hey, oh, and Jack, congratulations on getting your ticket as well, and welcome to the group here, and yeah, you should have a lot of fun out here. A lot of garbage out there on that other band sometimes. You'll enjoy this much better, I believe. More opportunities as well. So, congratulations again. NHRAN.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. And, I see the opportunity here is better from the people over the other side there. There's just too many people. In the 3 months' time, we had 150 new people out there, and that was too much and too crazy anyhow. Well, I got to get me something to eat, so we'll talk later. KF8, DRC. Clear.
Catch you later there, Jack. KJO, where are you at out there?
Freezing. That's where I'm at. I just pulled up to my final destination, and my dog saw me, so she's licking the window, greeting me for the day. So I, myself, am going to jump. 73 on your final. Gary, nice meeting you over the radio. I'm on here every day, except for the weekends when I'm lazy. So, y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to everybody on the flip. 73KC8KJO, Cujo out.
Ah, very good. Okay, 73 to everybody there. And, I'll be back in town Wednesday, Thursday. So, well, one of those 2 days, I'll be back on the radio again. In the meantime, I'll be on the phone and node. So, have a good one. This is NHRAN.
A 2,000-mile radio. Catch you later. KJO. Anywho. Yeah, I'm just about home now, too, Gehrmeister. I got the little stubby antenna on there. I should be still making it in the Warren machine. But I got the little stubby antenna. This is for, like, off-roading or going underneath drive-thrus. But, I'll just put the big one on there in a minute. Or tomorrow, rather.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just a little crackling here and there. Sounds like a little bacon frying. Not much. But, sounds 100% readable. So, and it's pretty clear. Like I said, it's almost 100%, full clarity, but just a couple of bacon crackling there. So, yeah, it must be getting time for dinner there pretty soon for you.
I'm a good 8 or 9 miles from the repeater, so, should be a little bit of crack. Plus, I'm in the car. Of course, it's going to be picket fencing. But, anywho, and like I said, this is the real short antenna. It's a good match, though, everywhere, but it's only about 18 inches tall, so it's basically like a length of a Nagoya whip, probably about the same gain. It handles more power. But, I'm going to throw the other antenna up here tomorrow. And, after I get in the house, settle down, and I'll get back out here. So, Gary, get you in a little while. W-8-E-A-D.
Okay, very good. We'll definitely talk with you a little later. Hopefully tonight I can make an early night tomorrow, so gotta get up early get back to Michigan, so on Wednesday. So have a good one, and talk to everybody who was listening. See ya. N-8-R-E-N.
KAAUGQ mobile monitoring.
KAAUGQ mobile monitoring.